Tete, our community on Banante. Hear the best voice, FM 104.6.
Kona Māori men banana Kiribati voice FM 104.6, and this is Charles on the program, and it is lovely having your great company today. I'll be with you for the next hour, and I hope you will certainly join me on the show. Go to our website www.planetaudio.org.nz. Men banan kiri pasi on di kong orang kan isan katoraya ye ye ada maruru sina kana ko men ia fali tau ayu men di community legal services in notara os ne maruru ye on ba ye kawa ki ibukin ngaira sina ri na thaya tapi wata nan tuai ka sina ri me ata ta ye ngaira ai sa sa baro me on new zealand ki ta ngaira ta new migrant to kong orang ayu ari kati me ta karo karo wana ilon di pacific migrant service Kiran te tataro e wariri. Te tō te tamai mwanda maha skātai ko bukini te merarung, skātau kona pei bukini te ien kakapai are kuanga nire no na bukini meora, skātau ko I bukini te punga te meara are kua mga karako ira iei. O sabusi kuri nāmi meara ari, kona rāni rei no na ra kāngora aio, kona rāni a tāna ora anata, angani ia te kakora koraia ki me te kamerarunga ki o te neyawaki are akoraia. O rakantani ka pamento kongora ayo ina reke te ipoboki noko ia ratanu ora rohani ira mei moan nara kongora ayo ni karo kotukina narani Yesu Kristo ngai aru era sa kameo Amen.
Bongi on the Kidapas Voice.
Ya que ya
Men bara en kirpas se yo antes de yo será rogo de programa de aquí para de legal session on here many here Faletau. I would like to welcome here Faletau. She's our lovely lawyer on the session, Pulavinaka in Talofa Lava. How are you here, Faletau? How are you?
Yeah, hi Charles. I'm very good, thank you. Warm Pacific greetings to our listeners out there, and thank you for having me on the show again today.
Yep, and I understand that you have already prepared a lot of materials for us to cover in the session. We will be talking about the student visas and partnership-based visa. Can you give us a brief overview of our topic and we'll go from there?
Yeah, sure. So like you said, Charles, we will be going over our student visas and partnership-based visas. So this is just continuing from our immigration topic. So basically, a student visa looks particularly into cases where an individual wishes to travel into New Zealand for the purposes of studying or attaining a qualification. So we'll also be going over something called partnership-based visas. So a partnership-based visa is not a type of visa per se, but it is a ground that you can apply for a work visa or a residence visa if you're wanting to go through that route. This session will be looking more into depth on this area of immigration law and how you can apply for visas in certain ways depending on what it is you're wanting to do in New Zealand.
And what is a student visa and what are their requirements?
Yeah, so a student visa basically allows a person to travel and remain in New Zealand for the purposes of undertaking studies. So if you're wanting to come into New Zealand and you're wanting to study for more than 3 months, you can apply for a student visa, but there are certain requirements that you must meet. So under the policy instructions that Immigration New Zealand have, if you're wanting to apply for a student visa, you need something called an offer of place. So that's from the basically the institution that you're wanting to study at. If you are returning back, you must have confirmation of enrollment if you're wanting to further your studies under the student visa. You must also show that you are able to pay the fees that are required of you And if not, that you are exempted from that. So there are policies and there are procedures that you can go through if you're wanting to prove that you can pay the fees or that you're exempted from it. Mm. If you're a student and you're 18 years and older, you must show that you have accommodation paid or provided for. So this is very important for Immigration New Zealand because they need to make sure that those who are coming to New Zealand to study have proper accommodations and places to stay. So that's one thing that you must prove when you're wanting to apply for a student visa. And of course, Charles, there are also other requirements or conditions if you're wanting to apply for a student visa. So those include those generic requirements such as being of good character and having good health. And those are usually proved by either providing a police certificate or you could do medicals depending on how long you're wanting to stay in New Zealand for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on top of all of this, if you're wanting to study in New Zealand, there is also a requirement that you must satisfy Immigration New Zealand to show that you have enough funds available for you while you are staying in New Zealand. So this can be done either by showing like your bank statements or showing that you have enough funds to basically allow you to stay in New Zealand. If you don't have enough funds in your account, you can request for or ask someone to sponsor you, or the sponsorship requirements that we had also gone through in the previous session. So those are some of the requirements that you must meet if you're wanting to apply for a student visa.
Mm. Well, and what do you mean when you are referring to partnership-based visas? What does that mean?
Yeah, so like earlier when we done the introduction, a partnership-based visa is not a visa. It's a ground that you can apply for a visa under. So a visa is based on partnership because you are in a relationship with either a New Zealand resident or a New Zealand citizen. So the reason why Immigration New Zealand have given this ground is basically to show the importance of maintaining a family unit and allowing partners of New Zealand residents and citizens to remain in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But like all other conditions, Charles, there are requirements that you must meet before you're granted a visa and the partnership instructions. And we'll just go quickly through that in our session today.
Mm. And now, what must be proven if I want to apply for a visa based on partnership?
Yeah, so it's very important to know what the grounds are if you're applying for a visa based on partnership. So you must satisfy Immigration New Zealand or prove to Immigration New Zealand that your relationship with the New Zealand resident or with the New Zealand citizen is genuine, stable, and enduring. So those are the three most important key words when you're applying for a visa under partnership. Generally, you must show that you have lived together at the same property or the same house with your partner for more than 12 months. So depending on how long you have been together and how long you've lived together is very important if you're wanting to apply for a visa based on partnership. So basically, the more evidence that you can show of your relationship and the stability of your relationship will, increase your chances of attaining a visa. So on top of that, you must also meet something, the general requirements of health and character, which is needed by Immigration New Zealand, and that's a requirement for all visas when you apply for it.
Mm-hmm. And is that you're also talking about, is it the same as a de facto partner?
Yes, so de facto partners, you can apply for a visa if you're living in a de facto partner or in a relationship. So you don't necessarily need to actually be married if you're wanting to apply for a visa based on partnership. So a de facto relationship, you can apply, but you must prove that you are living in a stable, genuine and enduring relationship. And you must provide evidence to satisfy Immigration New Zealand that is in fact true. And that you're not just someone you met and you're wanting them to get a visa, but it is in fact a true relationship, and that it is genuine.
Yeah, that's true. I like that word, a genuine relationship. Now, what are some of the conditions that I need to meet if I am the partner supporting the applicant?
Yeah.
Supporting the applications.
Yeah, yeah. So it's equally important for not only the applicant, but also the person, you know, the New Zealand resident or the citizen who's supporting the application.
Yeah.
Because there are certain requirements that you as a New Zealand resident or citizen must meet before you can support another person. If you're the New Zealand resident or citizen, there's a form that you need to fill in. The form is called Supporting Partnership-Based Application. You can usually find that on the immigration website. So the form will basically ask you questions of whether or not you've supported a previous application, because Immigration New Zealand wants to know whether or not you had, you know, supported a previous partner and they attained residence. So there are questions in the form and conditions there that you must meet if you're a New Zealand resident and citizen wanting to support a visa. So there are also character requirements. So if you're a New Zealand resident or citizen, you must meet the requirements to be able to support another visa application. So so for an example, you must not have been convicted of any violence or domestic violence offences. Because if you have, then that would affect your ability to sponsor someone or to support a partnership-based application. So it's important for not only, for example, your partner, it's also important for you as the New Zealand resident or the citizen to make sure that you are of good character, because, you know, a partnership should be based on good intentions. And if you've got previous history of domestic violence or, you know, violence and anything, Immigration New Zealand, you know, doesn't take that very lightly. They do take it very harsh. So that's why it's important that if you are wanting to support someone, that you are of good character yourself, which is a requirement by Immigration New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. And then thank you for that. Finally, now, please tell our listeners about your services.
Yeah, so for those listening, we are funded by the Ministry of Justice to provide free legal services. So these services are provided for people who live within South Auckland, excluding Mangere, because Mangere have their own legal or law centre. So you must also not qualify for legal aid, and we also have an income criteria. So depending on how many dependents you have, we'll also determine the income criteria, whether or not we are able to provide those free legal services. So there are certain areas that we deal with, such as family law, immigration law, also employment and insurance. So if you're wanting to know more about us, just follow our Facebook or Twitter page. It's known as Community Legal Services South Trust. Or you could just phone in by calling 09274-4966.
And that's the end of our session this morning. Thank you so much. That is Ia Whare Tau. She's our lovely lawyer on the legal session on air from Community Legal Services South Trust. Looking forward to catch up again the next week with the next session. What do you have for us in the next week?
Yes, so the next week we'll be going over residence visa and the parent category visa. So it's another type of visa that you can apply for on the Immigration New Zealand.
Okay, thank you. You take care for now. Cheers.
All right, thank you.
sia te meto nora ye di te bua kun din din ye ri sa na ban ka yong ye ban na ron ko ye ngane bukin ka te maro ay nambung aur ngam kona pa na yo re ka bua ki kana wana men te Pacifica Migrant Services a to kora na ri kane I bukin ambu Voice FM 104.6 with Charles Hong and into the Yuita Katanwatangane. A young and the community notice men the Waka ke West Auckland Kiribas Association Incorporated. Anoko yaga in the community yon New Zealand Moraki Waraki in Auckland de Waka. I'm never in the memory. Yayami social activities are the Tani in Kamtani in Kokoroi and Kotua Kabung, and in Kainisina met the Sumba. Ani ko taki me karawa kin desibuta awa amai sidiki kakatua kabong the Coburn Estate awa nengani mentiawa onowa nuerki karawa tiawa tebuina kamusi yake yake kamora tukata na tayo ya meka yo Auckland to West Auckland ambere nibusi maeki akongo yake yake ongora temakuri kamtangi dian kana kamtangi dian kini ka tekurepe wan kariki yami sense Tita para, kung kona nita kina pa na konti kiti Rusia, ane kani ibukin tapani na korona, ibukin di Tamakuri. E na tira ki Tamakuri ngane na konti pong timuanapong, wapi me onowa o wapi me isua, tuwiki ebo. Ang tangin na karikami sa tita para, rita ki me kiti Rusia. Tukora rin ngane ay isa na paniniwa na mga katangarapang ano kami ngane, tawatayin na naman yun.
Aya menori ya bekir da kiye taimo ahi me tanti do aye
Broadcasting Publication Authority. asana ngora ari kingane to korana ordinary na bangane bukin na ba ami uwo uwo
My pony, kasi kanando.
si ati mata nora uri ngapa tokang orang yang mengaku kira kira penikah atau weekend kan ni orang aku yang kan ni bukan baik kakak awak ibu kira orang kaki aspar aku mai kiri pasal mai tu baru asalnya rita rigi kan senang orang tu kena dekangai ayo ada pun break the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
kanin te tai yo tai na pa yo no tu wiki na ro rami chen chao sa ri gain no mi ge te kra te wiki na yo sa manga bomo
You can make the community connection anytime. On demand community radio in your language. planetaudio.org.nz.
Kia ora ana, maloni, malo elelei, talofa lava, nisa mpulo binaka, fakalofa lahiatu.
Seama, Pacifica Health.